VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S.-backed forces in Syria have moved to retake the last patch of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate in Syria, advancing on the terror group's remaining fighters late Friday. The final assault began just one day after the lead commander said the northeast Syrian village of Baghouz would be liberated within a week. An SDF official speaking to VOA on the condition of anonymity said 15,000 troops were taking part in the operation with the backing of U.S. and coalition air power and artillery. The U.S.-led coalition declined to provide any update late Friday, saying it was too early to assess the operation's progress. An Indian pilot captured by Pakistan after his fighter jet went down over Kashmir has been handed back to India. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
Pakistani officials brought the Indian pilot, captured from a downed plane, to a border crossing with India for handover. The pilot was taken in a convoy from the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore to the border crossing at Wagah, escorted by military vehicles with soldiers, their weapons drawn. On the Indian side of the border, a group of cheering Indian residents from the area waved India's national flag and held up a huge garland of flowers to welcome him back. Meanwhile, China has welcomed Pakistan's efforts to express kindness by handing over the captured Indian pilot after four straight days of cross-border attacks in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir. I'm Karen Chamas.
Somali security forces Friday ended the Al-Shabaab siege of a residential building in Mogadishu after battling the militants for almost 24 hours. An unknown number of Al-Shabaab fighters had remained holed up in a building near a hotel in Mogadishu since Thursday. The death toll from Thursday's twin car bombings in the area has climbed to more than 30 people, according to admissions records from three hospitals. This is VOA News. The parents of an American college student